Hey, it's the Pete here with little mini the Pete cast, just with some random thoughts. I was hanging out with my one of my best friends, old buddy of mine. If you listened to my old podcast on from Website 666, you heard him on there a couple times. Buddy Stu, he and I always end up talking about politics and the economy because our lives are challenging enough that we don't want to talk about ourselves very much. But it got me thinking, you know, between the Occupy protests that are going on in various cities in America, and I think a few are still going around the world, and the way that the establishment is reacting to them, combined with the fact that the EU is trying to get China to bail them out, and China doesn't want to because the EU's quote-unquote welfare state is too liberal and doesn't encourage hard work from absolutely everyone like the Chinese would like it to. I'm a little worried about our future. And this has nothing to do with who wins the next presidential race. You know, because Obama's going to win. There's nobody in the Republican field that's going to sway enough from the left. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that they'd have to sway away from Obama to actually elect a Republican. And right now, all the Republicans are pretty much crazy, and I think that's on purpose because Obama is pretty much a Republican anyway. So that's my point, ultimately, is that I don't see a way out of the troubles we're all having. Big business is big business, and that's all there is to it. They don't want to help the little guy. I just read in the newsletter, latest newsletter from Apex Publishing, which is a small press book company that I've been following the existence of for a few years now, and they've just had to cancel their distribution deal with Diamond because they run out of money. Subscriptions are down, nobody's buying books or from them, and they can't get a loan. So apparently banks don't like small businesses, yet the banks keep getting huge bailouts. So anyway, so the power seems to be all at the top. I was recently watching a movie called Capitalism, A Love Story. You may have heard of it from Michael Moore. In it, he mentions a memo from Citibank that admits to its shareholders that America is no longer a democracy. America is now a plutonomy. And the plutonomy, just paraphrasing their definition in the memo, I've actually looked at the memo myself, and basically plutonomy is, in a nutshell, for the rich, by the rich. So basically the system right now is just really exploitive across the bar. They want to, you know, everybody wants to make as much money as possible, so they want to spend as little money as possible, so they don't want to pay any employee what they're worth. They want to go to the parts of the world where the labor is cheapest, the materials are cheapest, and that's China, or that's Asia, really, and not Japan. So, but with all the power concentrated in the hands of the incredibly rich, I just don't see a way out of this. You know, we can't boycott anybody because we'd have to boycott everybody and everything. Everything we own is made through exploited labor or materials, whether it's the conflict minerals in our eye devices or the sweatshop labor that makes the clothes on our backs. It's a really screwed up system, and basically every facet of our modern life is somehow connected to exploitation and unfair practices. And so I don't really see a way around it because the corruption is so crazy, and the fact that China is now being able to dictate shit, dictate terms, rather, I shouldn't call it shit, but terms to the EU's, to what the conditions in which they will get a bailout. That's scary because China is the king of exploiting its own poor people. So, yeah, what kind of world are we building here? I really question our leaders at this point. And I don't trust anybody, and I'm not gonna be voting in 2012, at least not for president, because there's no point. Obama's definitely gonna win, and even if he wasn't, a Republican's not gonna make any difference. The system is still gonna be just as corrupt. Yeah, more people will probably die in a Republican president, but you know, I just I'm worried. Anyway, 5 seconds to go. Thanks for listening. This has been the Pete signing off. Take care.